Page 1. Beginning Attunement. You are now ready to explore the process of opening yourself to spiritual realities and to your soul. As you begin to practice the two stages of the attunement process, first listen to all of the steps for each stage so that you will be familiar with the whole sequence. When you're ready to actually practice the attunement, rewind the tape to step one of the beginning attunement and begin. Remember that you are choosing to open yourself to spiritual realities, drawing on the power and magnificence within you. Be patient with yourself. Do not rush toward the future. Allow yourself to fully experience each moment of the attunement process. Step 1. Retreating from the world. Seek a quiet, restful place to which you can retreat each day. This might be a bedroom, a garden, a special place where you have placed objects important to yourself. This should be a place of beauty and peacefulness where you will have complete privacy for your entire attunement period. Retreat to this place each day. Develop a comfortable, secure feeling about your private sanctuary. Attune to it. Now, feel yourself withdraw from the intensity and drama of your daily life. Begin to release the powerful distractions of the physical world. Remind yourself that your human form and your human life are temporary. Allow yourself to feel untroubled by the cares and responsibilities of your daily existence. You have come to your private place, your sanctuary of attunement, to feel the eternal movement of your soul and the spiritual realities. Let go of the outside world. Now, let's move on to step 2, relaxing your body. Most people are filled with tension from the stress and strain of their daily pursuits in the physical world. When your body is stiff and your mind is agitated, it is difficult for you to attain the physical relaxation that is necessary to release yourself into a deep attunement. The goal of this step of your attunement process is relaxation of your physical body. Although the relaxation of your body might seem like a simple task to accomplish, many people find when they begin the attunement process that the habit of holding their body stiff is much stronger than they realize. They have difficulty actually letting go of the tension in their body. If you are not used to sitting still and relaxing, you may need to work patiently with this step. To begin, sit comfortably with your body in a position that you can hold without any strain. Experiment until you find the most comfortable position. It's wise to avoid lying down since you are more likely to fall asleep in that position. After you are comfortable, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Begin to relax your body. In this moment, you are letting go of all tension in your body. Your body is now relaxing. It is becoming very loose and flexible. All effort is now being released. You are entering a deep, calm state of relaxation. You feel wonderfully restful and content. Notice any part of your body that still seems tense. Allow that area to relax and release. Now, slowly and gently, turn your attention to your breathing. Simply notice your breathing, not trying to do anything special with it. Gently become aware of your breathing. Continue to relax. Notice your breathing, slow and gentle, rising and falling. Remember that the beautiful forces of your soul are pouring into you, even when you are simply sitting and relaxing, doing nothing. Step 3. Releasing your thoughts and emotions. The next step in your attunement process is learning to create an inner release from your strong attachment to your normal thoughts and emotions. Your thoughts and emotions can be beautiful and they can serve you in the physical world. But during your attunement period, if you remain focused on human-created thoughts, you will not be able to move toward divine experience. You might find that during the initial stages of your attunement work, your everyday thoughts and emotions seem to be dominating your inner experience. Many people who try to have a spiritual experience believe that in order to be successful, they must have a period of absolute inner silence in which they cease all thinking. That can be a very difficult task to accomplish. Your thoughts are strong and persistent. If you set your goal as the suppression of all thoughts, you can inadvertently establish an inner tension because you are working against the natural tendency of your human mind. Be patient and proceed with confidence, accepting any thoughts that arise. You will eventually learn how to release your thoughts and emotions that tie you to the physical world so that you can make the breakthrough to deeper realities. Become aware of the silence. In a calm, patient way, allow your ordinary thoughts and emotions to begin to drift away. Do not try to eliminate your thoughts. Let them come forth naturally. But do not pay attention to them. Do not become caught up in them. Let your attention wander from your thoughts and your emotions to an area above them, as though your attention is gently and effortlessly floating away. Feel that your thoughts and emotions are heavy energies that are sinking down and slipping out of your awareness. Your awareness is a joyful inner field of focus that is light and airy, slowly and softly lifting up. You are riding that light, airy awareness as it gradually floats upward, away from your heavier thoughts and emotions. Step 4. Projecting beyond the human. The next step in your attunement process involves the use of your imagination to project yourself beyond your human experience in the physical world. I have used the image of a stream to describe the relationship between human consciousness and eternal realities. Your ordinary human experience carries you downstream. And in the previous step of the attunement, you have been learning how to pause in midstream to keep from getting pulled into the current of thoughts about your daily life. Now, you will imagine that you are turning against that current. This is the first step in preparing to swim upstream toward your soul. Be confident in your abilities and you will find this step relaxing and freeing. Begin again to imagine yourself floating upward, out of your ordinary experience. Sense the new experience of freedom as you leave behind the physical earth and your ordinary human perceptions. You are poised in this new awareness. You are free of your human form. Now imagine that you are gently moving toward your soul. You know your soul intuitively. Its essence is within you. As you turn toward your soul, realize that you are floating in a marvelous existence of love. Sense that love all around you. Imagine moving through it toward the expression of your soul. Step 5, gaining intensity and depth. In this step, you will thrust against the current of ordinary experience so that you can begin to move upstream toward your soul. You will gain intensity and depth in your experience. You can begin to use your will to thrust forward against the stream of ordinary awareness, toward an elevation of your consciousness beyond imagination. You will learn to make the difficult movement of imagining what you cannot imagine. You are a non-physical being. You are floating above the physical earth, floating in a realm of love. Imagine this marvelous love. Now begin to imagine as you float, you are becoming the love. Use your will to create this feeling. Allow your imagination to create the love. Now, give yourself to the experience, to the inner sense of love. Float freely toward your soul. Continue to become the love. Now, release all intention. Simply become the feeling of love. Step 6, releasing into your soul. You have begun the process of turning in the stream of human consciousness and transforming yourself as you move toward your soul. The next step is to realize that in the current of experience that ordinarily sweeps you downstream into the normal human experience, there is a hidden second current that moves upstream toward your soul. You will now move effortlessly with that current. This second current in your stream of inner experience is a very subtle one, and at first it may not be apparent. Therefore, it will take patience and persistence with this step of the attunement process in order to be successful. return to the feeling of love. Feel yourself turning toward your soul, toward love. Become this love. The love is within you and all around you. In this love, begin to feel a new inner momentum. This is the movement of your soul. Feel that movement begin to carry you away from ordinary human awareness. You're moving toward a deeper experience of reality, effortlessly, without exerting your will. Give up all willing and striving. Give up all desire to do. Release yourself into simply being. Do not exert any personal influence over this moment. Do not try to control it. Become the experience of the moment. You are neither body nor mind. You are transparent. Become softness and receptivity without striving. Simply release yourself into a gentle current that will carry you toward your soul. Remember that your soul is not a place. It is a limitless experience. Release completely into this moment and allow your soul to carry you toward the experience of love. Remain with this sense. Returning to normal awareness. Over time, as you deepen your attunement experience, you will find that you can wander far from your normal human awareness. Therefore, after each attunement period, when you decide to return to your normal state of consciousness, it will be very important to take your time and bring yourself back slowly. Begin to slowly release the expanded awareness that you attained. Let the experience of expansion begin to drift away. Create a feeling of gently moving back toward your ordinary experience of yourself. Do this quite slowly. Slowly and gently return to your normal awareness. Now, turn your attention to your physical body. Notice how your body feels. Pay attention to any physical sensations that you are now experiencing. Begin to pay attention to the room about you. Notice what the air feels like. Listen for sounds in the outer world. Begin to think about your daily affairs and what you will do in the physical world. Create a feeling of eagerness to take up the activities of your daily life. When you feel completely ready, slowly open your eyes. Sit for a moment or two so that you can regain your equilibrium. Then slowly rise and joyfully resume your place in the physical world. The steps that you have just heard and experienced are the first stage of an attunement process that you can eventually refine and deepen. Through these steps, you will experience the inner adjustment of your thoughts, feelings, and willing that is necessary to prepare you for a deeper penetration into spiritual realities. This first stage can eventually become the stable platform upon which you build a profound experience of your soul. Stage 2, a deeper experience of your soul. Step 1, your advanced attunement process involves the subtle and complex transformation of your inner experience. You will move deeper into the realm of your soul. Sit comfortably with your eyes closed. Enter into calm and silence. Release the distractions of your daily human life. Release all physical tension. Relax your physical body. Begin now to release your thoughts and your feelings. Now begin to notice your breathing. Simply notice it and continue to relax. Step 2, releasing your physical reality. In this step, you will combine the release of thoughts and feelings that you learned in the beginning attunement with a release of the physical world. Remember that you are not attempting to eliminate your thoughts. You simply wish to ignore them. You do not need to pay attention to or become caught up in your thoughts. you are deeply relaxed. Now, begin to direct your inner awareness away from your thoughts. If your thoughts persist, simply let them flow, but ignore them. Use your inner sensing to feel beyond your thoughts. Allow your awareness to drift gently upward, above your thoughts. Now imagine that you are beginning to drift away from the physical world. You are drifting away from ordinary reality. You are beginning to slowly float upward above the earth. You feel yourself leaving behind all heaviness, all burdens. Step 3, creating harmony and love. Now that you have put aside the physical world, the next step in your deep attunement process is a focus upon your inner landscape, where you will create feelings of harmony and love. Such feelings are an important factor in your movement toward an experience of your soul. Continue to accept and release any random thoughts that may arise. At this point, it is important to understand the difference between thinking and paying attention. Even while your mind is thinking about something, you can learn to pay attention to your inner landscape of harmony and love, to enter that landscape completely and joyfully. Your experiences at this stage may be subtle and vague, and not as tangible as you expect. Yet if you persist, you will succeed in creating a deep experience of harmony, love, and connectedness. You are floating above your thoughts. Feel yourself releasing from the physical world. Free your imagination to enter a landscape of harmony and love. Imagine a setting that spiritually inspires you. This might be a beautiful place in nature or a place of holiness. You may begin to sense a setting from a past lifetime, perhaps a temple in Greece, a holy shrine in ancient China, or a sacred initiation chamber in ancient Egypt. As you begin this imagining, invite feelings of harmony and love into your heart. Feel that you are intuitively aligning with a deep inner wisdom within you. That wisdom is now helping you create feelings of harmony and love. That wisdom is helping you create the beautiful vision of your inner landscape. Feel this activity and do it inwardly without thinking about it. You do not need to pay attention to any demands that your mind might make to know what you are doing. Let your intuition create this inner landscape. Now, use your imagination to place yourself fully into the inner landscape that you have created. Enter that landscape and begin to live within it with great abandonment and joy. Use your imagination to see yourself in your inner landscape as a magnificent being who has wonderful, unlimited qualities and abilities. You are a soul of brilliance who has a place of honor in the palace of eternal existence. Now, turn your attention to the force that unites all beings in all realms of existence, the force of love, both human and divine. Be aware that a divine energy of love permeates all of life. Feel that energy. As you attune to this love, begin to imagine that you are surrounded by loving souls who share the wonder of existence with you. Feel surrounded by beloved ones of an exalted nature. Feel joined to them by the energy of the love. Step 4. Setting your direction. Now is the time to decide what you wish to accomplish in your deep attunement experience. You might decide that you wish to move toward an experience of your own soul, or of souls who guide you, or of God itself. If you establish an intention to move toward an experience of your soul, there are several things to remember. Remember that your soul does not exist in a physical form, but you can use your imagination and intuition to feel its form. You do not need to go outside of yourself to find your soul. The experience of your soul is soft and subtle. Do not strive, push, or force toward your soul. but gently open your heart and your mind to your soul. Now, begin to create a vision of your soul. Imagine that your soul exists as an invisible cloud of vapor that surrounds and penetrates your body. You cannot see an invisible cloud of vapor, but imagine that this cloud has a certain vibration of energy. If you could hear this vibration, you would experience it as beautiful music. Every time you heard this music, you would realize, "This is my soul." Now begin to feel the energy of your soul. Give yourself to the feeling that arises from this energy of your soul. As you begin to open to this feeling of your soul, you may feel a certain unlimitedness. You might feel a strong feeling of purpose and meaning, a deep feeling of love and goodness. These are signs that your soul is present and loving you. Now, feel your human awareness expanding. You are becoming more aware of the beautiful hidden forces of your soul. Step 5. Deepening your experience of your soul. Now you are ready to consciously align yourself with your soul. You can imagine that you are traveling toward your soul in a vehicle of awareness that takes you through various levels of consciousness. Just as your automobile can take you from one physical place to another, your awareness can take you from an experience of ordinary reality to a refined experience of your soul. The passenger in the vehicle of awareness is yourself. Yourself remains the same, no matter what changes occur in your consciousness. Your experience of yourself, your sense of "I am me," is the divine self-awareness that was projected by your soul into your human personality structure before the birth of your present physical body. Begin by using your imagination to create a feeling of love that is familiar to you. Create a feeling of love for an important person in your life, or stir up a feeling of love for yourself. Using your imagination, Now begin to enter into that feeling of love. Make that familiar feeling of love as real as possible in this moment. Give yourself easily and naturally to that feeling, without straining or forcing. Let yourself float in that familiar feeling of love. Now, imagine that same feeling of love coming into you. Imagine that love coming from your soul into you. Give yourself completely to the feeling of being loved by your soul. Imagine how precious you are to your soul. Imagine the unending love that your soul is pouring into you in this moment. Feel it deeply and fully. Give yourself completely to the feelings. Feel that yourself and your soul are joined by a bond of love. You are now moving into your soul. Release into this feeling and trust that your soul is guiding and loving you. Feel the forces of spiritual love flowing through you now. Step 6, giving yourself to your soul. In this step of the deep attunement process, you will be entering into the most profound experience of your attunement work. However, as you come to this step, you have done all that you can do with your will. You have come to the limit of your human abilities. You cannot directly perceive what lies beyond your human experience. Therefore, in order to move further, you will need to temporarily release your human experience to give in to something unknown that will be brought forward by your soul. You have done your part by walking along the path of love toward your soul. Now it is time for your soul to come forth and meet you, to lead you into the spiritual realms that you cannot directly perceive. To allow your soul to come forth you will disengage from everything that you have experienced in the past. You may at first experience nothing. You may believe that you are failing. And you might want to try to use your will to force yourself out of nothingness into a spiritual experience. Release any such efforts and trust your soul to draw you into the deep experience of your eternal nature. Release all that you have created in the previous steps of the deep attunement process. Allow everything to slip away from your awareness. Let all thoughts and feelings float away. Let your attention drift away from everything. Give up everything that you know and everything you have experienced. In this moment, begin to project yourself beyond your circle of familiarity. Let yourself slip comfortably into not knowing. Let yourself feel, I know nothing. I cannot rely upon my mind in this moment. It knows nothing. It is a clean slate. So I do not refer to my mind now. I now release, and I am free from all that is old. I prepare for newness. In this moment, you have no idea what is coming. It is unknown to you. It is unseen. You are calm and poised. You are expectant and trusting. You resist the temptation to try to guess or to imagine where your soul will lead you. Abandon yourself into a delicious expectancy. As you succeed in turning your attention away from everything, at first, you may perceive nothing except a kind of blankness, a temporary illusion that beyond the physical world, there is nothing. Notice the impulse within you to try to use your will to make something happen. Then, release that impulse without acting upon it. Simply use your will to encourage yourself to do nothing. Accept the experience of nothingness as the proper experience for this moment of your attunement. Know that if you do nothing, your soul will now guide you deeper. The illusion of nothingness will begin to dissolve. the human veil of opaqueness will part. Feel now that your soul is leading you into the spiritual realities. Turn your will over to the divine forces of your soul and of God. Permit the spiritual forces of life to penetrate the veil of human opaqueness. Begin to feel something gentle and soft moving closer to you. It is your soul. Your soul is causing a stirring of deep feeling within you. Feel that within your human personality, there is an extraordinary being that is your soul. Let yourself feel your soul within you. Resist the temptation to define your soul according to your old mental habits that are rooted in human reality. Do not try to give your soul a face or a human form. Simply feel your soul within you. Allow your awareness to become a clean slate. Give permission now for your soul to impress itself upon your awareness in a new way. In this moment, feel your soul embracing you with profound understanding, knowing you with total clarity. Hold the experience lightly and gently, without stirring, so that it can rest softly within you. Feel the experience creating new openings within you. Feel that there is now an unseen transformation taking place in your personality. Let your conscious awareness be clearly impressed by the eternal forces of your soul. You can now have a new feeling that is larger than what you have felt in the past. You are now merging with your soul. Release and trust. Allow your soul to guide you. let your soul take you where you need to go. Step 7, returning to your human life. You are now ready to return to your daily life. You will be returning along the same pathway used to move toward your soul. Begin to let go of the expanded awareness that you have created. Let there come a feeling of slow, gentle movement back toward your human self. You are returning to your human life, knowing that you are deeply loved by your soul. Slowly and gradually, release your expanded awareness. Begin to turn your attention to your physical body. Notice sensations in various parts of your body. Begin to slowly and gently move your hands and your feet. Continue until you begin to feel that you are solidly existing inside your physical body. Now, turn your attention to your outer physical surroundings. With your eyes still closed, notice what you are hearing around you. Think about where you are. Feel yourself comfortably contained in your physical surroundings. Now begin to think about what you will do next. Let your mind drift toward your daily affairs and briefly look them over. You are now becoming very alert. You are feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. You are eager to re-enter your daily life with love and inspiration. When you feel completely ready, gently open your eyes. Sit for a moment or two so that you can regain your equilibrium. Then slowly rise and joyfully resume your activities in the physical world.